I tasted unusual whites and unusual reds. When it comes to the whites, I thought the whites were rather very exciting and different. They really showed beautifully. And I'm talking about Roussanne, Marsanne specifically. And I think those grape varieties do have a place in South Africa. They're exciting to drink. There's a lot of interest around those grape varieties. And I think we certainly do have a place. And, you know, for people that really like their wines, there's certainly a market and a place for those wines to be bottled as single variety, as instead of blending them. What I think is working well about the Rhone varieties is our climate. We're more on the warmer side, and those varieties really do show well alone, and they're quite approachable, and they've got lots of interest and flavour spectrum. I also tasted unusual red varieties. I wasn't as excited when I tasted them. I was really looking forward to it, but so varieties like Cinsault, Grenache, which are really exciting and buzzwords in the industry, and wines that I like to drink myself, for some reason they just did not show well, and there's certainly a place for those wines.
What do you think the shortcomings of those varieties are?
I find a bit of clumsiness when it came to the oaking, because those are wines that don't need oak at all. You know, the wines really, they're quite fresher varieties, and they don't need oak to actually show them off. So I also tasted Sauvignon Blanc. Sauvignon Blanc certainly has a place in the market. It's a top seller all over the country. I must say I was very excited about the Sauvignon Blancs. Firstly, I tasted unwooded Sauvignon Blanc. What I found intriguing was the flavor spectrum. There was a lot of stone fruit or more peachy flavors, and certainly a bit of herbaceousness instead of herbal, which I find really adds to the wines. So Sauvignon Blanc certainly does have a bit of interest, and I think the standard as a whole, it's certainly improved. There's fewer and lesser examples that are green and just tin pea green pepper and very unpleasant. So there's greater tension and focus with the fruit, with just the fruit shining more than anything. And that does show well.